Yeah. So Salacious, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, 6 to 7.
That fear voice in your head that always stops you will give you a dozen reasons not to approach a woman. If you go ahead and do it anyway, you'll master that fear, and then you'll have all the women you can handle. So here's what to do. Tell yourself the truth, that women want to be approached. They think it's flattering.
Your flattery's getting to me.
CITR 101.9 FM. What's up, Nathan?
I'm good. I went to an amazing show this weekend. It was Friday night at the Imperial. There was the Funk Hunters. There was Tad Willie. There was a guy named... amazing show at the Imperial, and lots of fun at the after party afterwards. It was Dunks from the Funk Hunters' birthday. I've also just came back from Shambhala over the past week, and it was nothing short of amazing. I've had a pretty awesome summer so far. How about you?
Yeah, mine was rad. I wish I could have made it to Shamb, but I managed to hop the fence at the Squamish Valley Music Festival.
There you go.
Enjoyed the festivities.
Nice.
Shouts out to Andrew, who Navy SEALed that shit with me. Big ups. And Childish Gambino was dope. Same with Queens of the Stone Age.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. So, it was good. We heard some Jeremiah J. We got this... this is a Prince Paul instrumental in the background. I had some stuff on SoundCloud I was going to get going, but we'll get to that in a bit, and we're going to hopefully chat with Factor soon, so stay tuned.
One of those Cadillac SUVs, maybe you've seen them.
Yeah, them shits are whack. That shit sucks.
So, I could drive you back home, maybe. like maybe have a drink or something.
For what?
You know? I mean, I got a great, great sound system in my place. You know, I mean, it just really sounds good.
They think it's flattering.
So, I mean, like, we could go over there if you wanted, you know. So what do you say?
Say
So Salacious, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Skavin Sprocket Doyle in the house 6 to 7 every Sunday, bringing you new music, bringing you electro, alternative hip hop, dub, glitch hop, whatever, electro swing, booty house, I don't know, all the genres, yeah. Canadian content too, we're big on that too. Lots of Canadian hip hop, and yeah, wishing everyone like a happy end to their summer. It was obviously the best summer ever, weather-wise. I think everyone had the best summer ever. And lots of festivals, lots of concerts, and yeah, so how was Shambhala, Nathan? Your first Shambhala?
First Shambhala, it was absolutely amazing. I don't know. My first night was a little bit kind of a... getting used to the whole festival, and I haven't been to a festival since last year, the Base Coast, and it's kind of hard to take a lot of time off of work. So first night was kind of like iffy. I was having a pretty good time, but starting to think that it was a lot of hype. By the second day, I was starting to realize it was like the best place in the world. It was just like I really started to embrace it, and saw some amazing shows. By Sunday, I knew that I could never leave, and trying to think of alternative living situations, moving to Nelson or something, but
yeah, it's good.
I think
vibes.
It's just awesome time. Definitely the most notable set to me was a guy named JFB.
Okay, I was gonna ask you who stood out the most, you know.
Yeah, honestly, like, so JFB, I'm gonna be playing a track later, but he's a two-time DMC champion. He's from the UK.
Oh, word up.
So it's just like his turntablism is insane. It's just like beat after beat. He basically will play a track until the first drop, and then just change it up and back and forth, and just honestly blew my mind. He played like every song of my top favorite songs.
JFB. Who was up? Was Pretty Lights there?
Pretty Lights wasn't there. Grammatic was supposed to be there.
Oh, and he wasn't there?
I know.
Oh, balls.
So there was like definitely who I wanted to see more than anything. Everybody I talked to, they're like, oh, we gotta see Grammatic. And I didn't really find out until like a few minutes into the set that he was supposed to be playing, and so Grizz ended up playing twice. He played during Grammatic set and his own set, but still pretty good. I thought he would have played a little bit more Grammatic tracks, but other than that, I didn't let it get me down too much. There's a million amazing artists and tons of good vibes to fulfill my night.
Nice.
Squamish?
Squamish was good. I only went up for the Saturday. I know Macklemore and Jurassic 5 was kind of the night to be there, the Friday night. I heard Macklemore was really good. He did a really good show. But by the time we got in Saturday, there was a lot of bands. Like Go Go Bordello was on, and they were doing a good job. But I was kind of waiting for Childish Gambino, but he started at the same time as Queens of the Stone Age, or like he was running into their set, which I thought was bad planning to you people at Squamish. Like, hip-hop fans like Queens of the Stone Age.
Totally.
Like, I know tons of people that do. But yeah, it was crazy. There was like girls on guys' shoulders. You couldn't even see the stage. It was like the lighting was amazing. And then Queens of the Stone Age came on, and I was up close, and it got pretty rowdy. Like, it was you know, lots of crowd surfing. There was a inflatable raft going around, like, nice. And people were trying to crowd surf on it. Like, yeah. Some dude tried to get on that shit. I think he kind of like swirled around and flipped around. But then after that, yeah, it was pretty lights, and he was amazing. There? Everybody was dancing, man. It was like, and it was more busy. I think it was the biggest one ever. So I've heard they're gonna do like,
how many people is that?
17,000, and they want to go twice as many next year in a different location.
Wow.
So, but I'm going to Shambhala next year. So.
Hell yeah! Next year I gotta do the full circuit. Well, not the full circuit, but at least Base Coast, Shambhala, Burning Man.
Nice.
And then that's it. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to get into some new transplants. This one's it's like a little bit of a punk rock, hip-hop track, and then we're going to get into some more kind of dancey stuff, electro stuff, so stay tuned.
Yeah, Vancouver, you are now listening to J-Rock. This song is called Keep It Gangsta off of his Steez EP, released on August 2nd, my birthday. Enjoy.
I'm a nigga with an attitude, thank y'all. I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangsta, y'all. I'm a nigga with an attitude. funky. I'm a nigga with an attitude, thank y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangster, y'all. I'm a nigga with an attitude, thank y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangster, y'all. I'm a nigga with an attitude, thank y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangster, y'all. I'm a nigga with an attitude, thank y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangster, y'all. I keep it gangster, y'all.
You just heard J-Rock from Edmonton, Alberta. That was Keep It Gangsta. This is Vinyl Richie with Chop It Up featuring Natasha Thirsk. Fight on.
it moving, we keep it moving, keep it moving, and keep it moving, keep it moving, baby, keep it moving, keep it moving, we keep it moving. Check it, I'm the fucking man, who can bet you? Notice that other niggas' rap styles is bogus. Doo-doo, prepared to disperse the town voodoo. Blazing the stuff that ignites stimulation inside ya. Cause I be that house up of hard up of high in the rhyme that be deep in the facade in that picture. Niggas think that they freaking picture. What a sickness that be spreading with the quickness. Remedies, cousin, I be doing on my enemy. Penalty, then I drink 40s to their memories. Emotion, crossing through your town's deep vicinity. One smoke in the air reveals my identity. Keep it moving, and keep it moving, keep it moving, we keep it moving, keep it moving, and keep it moving, keep it moving, baby, we be moving, keep it moving, we keep it moving. Shit's getting deep in here, I mean like thick. Niggas looking all in my face like they want dick. It's about to hit the fan, hit the flow. That's all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. What is it? Niggas think they pick up because they got their finger on the trigger of a biscuit. They don't know I'm wicked when I start to kick it. If they boy fan, watch it down with a mystic. That I had a snapple. Nigga want the juice, but he don't want the hassle. So we try to overthrow the castle. Better yet, the temple. I'm coming to your damn black man. The rental, car, the pistol. God, if you don't want to run from the clock, then beware. I buck shots, beware. The buck stop here. No more dough will be made unless it's been made by hoes. What's that rhythm? What's that sound? Naughty evil in town. When it hit the bad, it's bad. Keep it moving, and keep it moving, keep it moving, baby, we be moving, keep it moving, we keep it moving.
Vancouver, you just heard Method Man versus Heyoka. The song is called Release Yo Comanche, whatever that means. It was a stylist beats mashup. He played an amazing set at Shambhala. And this is JFB, sorry, JFB Rockers Rock. So JFB is a two-time world DMC champion from the UK. If you haven't heard of him, check him out on YouTube. He's got over 100 videos on there and just destroying other guys in battle. We have actually got a interview coming up, fingers crossed, with a guy who goes by the name Factor. You could tell us a little bit about him, Corey.
Yeah, a Canadian hip-hop producer. I think he's originating from Saskatchewan. He's got a new album out called Woke Up Alone. Lots of artists on there, and I think he's on his way up to Whistler, and he's coming back down tomorrow to do Vancouver Monday night. Check him out, and we might get him on the line soon, so stay tuned, and in the meantime, check this out.
Beat the and we are back.
Cool. So
CITR.
We got Factor online. Just one sec, guys. We'll cue him on here.
1, 2, 3. Yo, yo, yo.
Did you get him?
You got it. There you go. Say what up, Factor.
Yo, what's going on? This is Factor. Chilling out in Whistler right now, getting ready for a sound check.
Nice. So you're playing at the Max Fish tonight, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, Max Fish.
Nice, nice. Always it's
been years since I've been out here, so it's cool right now.
Right on, right on. So are you doing most of your producing in Saskatchewan right now?
Yeah, I'm based in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Right on, right on. Okay, so you got the new album, Woke Up Alone, really dope.
Thank you.
Who are some of the artists that are featured on it?
We got Kirby Dominant is the protagonist. He's the main character. So he's basically trying to resurrect his wife and Jean's Boots from Saskatoon as well, plays his dead wife's ghost. We got Astronautilus on there. We got Open Mike Eagle, Henry Osborne, Chesky, Micah 9. Got a whole bunch of guys. Evil Ebenezer's on it, Nomad, nice. And as well as some instrumental tracks. Gregory Pepper.
That's crazy. I didn't realize it was like a whole theme going on, like a whole story throughout the album.
Yeah, full concept. And while he's trying to bring her back to life, he goes through like the 5 steps of grief and loss. So at the end, it's like goes into the acceptance stage. And
nice. Yeah. How did you originally like hook up with Kirby Dominant? Like I remember listening to his tapes, like going 10 years back, and he had a really dope tape. I think like in early 2000, and he was definitely like one of my favorite MCs, you know, back then.
Me too. I think I know the exact tape you're talking about.
With the purple Lost cover.
Piece of Dominant Pimpin.
Yeah, that was an underground classic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I met him. I had heard his tape before. I used to own a record store, an independent record store in Saskatoon.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold a lot of like West Coast underground stuff. So we got in touch with the Mystic Journeyman because we were doing a lot of Living Legend sales. So we wanted to do this like kickoff party for the store. So we got in touch with the Mystic Journeyman and they came down for the event. And I was just chilling one day at the store and I got a phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm just going to beep. my bad. And then I get a phone call right before we're about to close up, and it was just Kirby. He's like, hey, what's up? This is Kirby Dominant. He's like, I don't know if you've heard my music. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, and I referenced a 12-inch, like, microphone. And he was just like, I heard Mystic Journeyman are coming out to Saskatoon to rock the show. Like, mm-hmm. I've never been to Canada. It's the birthplace of Joni Mitchell. I want to check it out. Yeah. Like, will you put me up and whatnot if I come out there?
Mm-hmm.
So we worked out a deal, and he came and rocked the show, and we became friends. Did a song in 2001 together called Saskatoon Pimpin', and the rest is history. We kind of worked together like once in a while when he would come back for a show, and then
yeah.
He met a girl in Saskatoon, and he came and lived there, and that's when we made the first Paranoid Castle, and we've just been touring and making music as much as possible ever since.
Nice, yeah. I copped that first Paranoid Castle. Really, really good album.
Thanks, yeah. It's such a trip to think about how long ago it was. Like, driving up these highways, I was tripping out because we were driving in this old car I had the first time, and it was just me and him in the middle of winter, like, touring the touring the record, and I'm, like, all young, and, yeah, it's crazy. Okay. Trippy. We were reminiscing a little bit on one of these drives.
Nice, nice. So Nathan had a question.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of the collaborations, I was wondering how it was working with Evil Ebenezer. I know that my co-host Skads has worked with him a little bit on some albums. Here he's quite the catch.
We had him on an EP. Me and my friends did. Yeah, yeah. A hip hop EP.
Oh, tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's hilarious.
Yum.
He's one of my favorite Canadian guys. Like, we ended up linking up on my first Across America tour. I was DJing for AWOL, and he was hype man for Josh Martinez. Mm-hmm. So it was an AWOL one, Josh Martinez headlining tour, and me and AWOL just released Woke Up Alone. What the hell am I talking about? Only Death Can Kill You. Mm-hmm. And so I met him through that because he was on tour. We did 35 shows across America together. See, we got to know each other. And yeah, we just, you know, we had a lot of fun, partied it up. And then later on, we recorded an EP called Widow's Creek. Nice. It kind of didn't get the biggest push. It was something that we did, and Since then we've been working on a lot of new stuff. And once I got the concept down, and there was the devil role, I just knew I had to hit up Evil.
Yeah, no doubt. Do you feel this new project is a little bit darker than some of the stuff you put out, you know, in the past?
I don't know if it's necessarily darker. My shit is always a little bit on the dark side. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it would be in the darker category, I would say. Yeah, for sure.
What's the best hangover cure when you're on the road, rolling through the provinces and stuff like that in states?
I mean, you can definitely take a few routes. You know, if you wanna you know, have a beer. You're talking hangover cure right now, right?
Yeah.
Definitely a mix of herbal remedy, or you got to go hair of the dog.
What's hair of the dog?
You got to drink the next day.
Oh,
you have to start
that's
drinking when
is.
You wake up.
Oh, oh, I think.
But no, there definitely is. Try to get the wheatgrass and at least one VA a day. You know, there's lots of remedies.
Nice factor. If you could pull off like any crime, what do you think it would be? Like a mega heist.
If I could pull off any crime, what would it be? I mean, definitely would love to, you know, rob a bank. Then you're set, but then you're also screwed if you're caught.
Yeah.
Some victimless crime that maybe would benefit me a little bit in the financial department.
No doubt. Any favorite gigs that you can, you know, remember, like that stood out to you that you've done, you know?
I mean, some of the more memorable gigs was, are you talking Canada, worldwide?
Everything, I guess, you know.
I would say my two most memorable gigs off the top of my head would be the Knitting Factory Owl Hours release party with me and AWOL. Mm-hmm. Exhibit came out and rocked a track with us, we have together.
York,
he was
right?
In the building, and me and AWOL did our set, and we did it in Hollywood, Knitting Factory. It was sold out. It was a really great night. Nice. And then probably right up with that was this last show, the Paranoid Castle, Mike and I did in Tokyo. We got a really dope venue called Unit, and It's a really special night.
Nice. Yeah, the Japanese kids, they love the Mystic Journeyman and all that stuff and the Living.
Yeah, they love the West Coast Underground. Like, yeah, and they do their research. They like know what's connected with what and who goes where.
I know, yeah. I used to have a Japanese roommate, and he had like these Mocha-only releases that we didn't even have in Vancouver. he brought them over from Japan, and I was like, that's crazy, you know.
Yeah, they love it. They love it, you know. Yeah. It's crazy. There's so many people, so there's, like, just specific scenes, you know, and they definitely rep their scene. Like, If you're punk, you're hardcore punk, you know? If you're into hip-hop, you definitely know everything about hip-hop, especially if you like West Coast Underground. Like, nice. You're trying to get that rare mocha only for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. We got one more question that Nathan always likes to ask.
This is a so salacious tradition, basically.
Okay.
We want to know, if you were any animal, what animal would you be?
I would be a penguin.
Why is that?
Why is that? Well, I definitely think penguins are cool, and they seem pretty loyal, and they just definitely got the fly classy look.
Always. They're always dressed to impress.
That's good.
Exactly. They're definitely dressed to the nines.
Yeah, we've never had that one. Nice. Okay, well, once again, CITR 101.9 FM, So Salacious, 6 to 7, Sundays, Vancouver. We're talking to Factor. He's on tour right now. Check him out tonight at Max Fish, if you're up in Whistler, and check him out tomorrow at the Biltmore, if I'm not mistaken. And thanks again for calling in, and have a good night, Factor, and we're going to play the track with Evil off Woke Up Alone.
Yep. Devil's Call. Cool. Thanks. Much love, guys. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, man.
Peace.
back to me.
Yeah. To the seashore, my niece saw. What am I praying to the priest for? I still looking for some recourse. Haven't recovered from the G-force. I'll be cause I couldn't get a heart to defrost. They say mind over matter, my mind is enraptured. Woke up from a dream, I got signed by the Raptors. Getting high in the rafters. Come from a school of bad actors. So many extras are casted. Smoke a roach in the dats, and I'm having these cold and eye flashes. Plans went south, I had nothing under the mattress except some old glasses, a cactus, and a pack of some matches. It's happening, I'm missing you. Beauty, casually asking, is it the fact you're never coming back? I'm actually masking, practically packing each ball with a crack to your jaw. My actions are raw, slash like a claw from a saber to paw. My caper is flawed, my keeper's been caught. I'm breaking apart, thought we'd be together forever, apparently not.
Cause you never wanted to talk about it. You never wanted. Turns round, burn them down to the ground in the fire, fire, fire.
Yeah, she came and left without a whisper. Just a note on the dresser, must have just missed her. Yeah, the window was open, the waves were crashing, the room was shaking, pictures were smashing, my ship was sinking, memories flashing, burning the ashes. Watch them all fall, they all call the devil's call when it's time for us. Hell's bells ring out loud, sing along, trying to stay calm in a panic. These satanic annex, trying to manage the damage caused by the black magic, it's tragic. He took her from me, trying to teach a lesson. Nowhere I can go now, so I'm drifting to deep depression. I need direction, we had this fucking deep connection. The devil had his way with her, she has a yeast infection. I found her body at the beach, it was cold and blue. She couldn't hold the truth, and so she told the clues. I'm picking up the pieces, trying to mold the glue. It's overdue, I'm over you, posted at the ocean view.
Cause you never talk about it. You never wanted me at all.
And the lights went down, down. And the water rose higher, higher, higher. When the world turns round, burn them down to the ground. In the fire, fire, fire.
Cause you never wanted to talk about it.
East Van Pillow Fight Club 10, Queen of the Down, an all-girl pillow fighting event live at the Astoria August 24th. Brought to you by Lotus Land Tattoo Shop, featuring 8 seasoned fighters, 2 rookies, and East Van Pillow Fight Club champ Serbian Scrambler. Proceeds support Vancouver Rape Relief. Tickets available at St. Regis Bar and Grill or online at evpfc.com.
The 11th Annual Vancouver Latin Festival runs from August 30th until September 8th. This year's festival will feature over 40 of the best feature-length and short films to come out of Latin America over the past year, including a spotlight on Colombian cinema, Canada Looks South, Asian perspectives from Latin America, and a series of talkbacks with guest directors following selected screenings. Online ticket sales begin on August 14th at vlaff.org.
Cell phone for days it seems. Now I'm knocking on your front door for a chance to speak. I done worried you were dead, but you can't believe how many rumors about your ass float back to me. People asking me the type of questions I'd have laughed at you if I wasn't so damn certain that it actually was happening and had to be a tragedy. Don't you turn your back on me, I have to speak. I've been my fucking tongue too long. And all our friends are set silent, they done you wrong. No man is a damn island, I can't cut you off. We've been through too much together just to watch you fall, dog. Can't pretend to understand your pain. We all had love, but what you've been through is the same. We all had them thoughts, but the darkness in your brain is just how loneliness talks when you're left alone with pain. I ain't here to give advice, I ain't here to give no wisdom. Can't bring it back to life, man. Just here to listen, listen. Let it go, let it go, let it go, you know. There's some things you can never change. The world's spinning faster than you think. You can't keep.
And starts every Sunday at 6 p.m. for an hour jam-packed with hip-hop, funk, breaks, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is one of Grammatic's newest tracks off of his album SB number 4. I've been informed that it may not be a new album, but maybe just old recordings that he has released.
Maybe, yeah.
So it's kind of new, kind of old. Anyways, I love it, even though Grammatic didn't show up for a set at Shambhala.
Yeah, we'll catch him soon, though.
We'll still see him. We still have love for him, even though he
we'll
didn't tell us.
We'll track him down. We'll get him on So Salacious.
Exactly. That's the plan.
Word up.
Woo! We'll be right back.
I can lick your and spit it back in your face.
Man, you better be careful, man. I'm about to lick one off on you.
So ad-lib some, Ken. You so slick.
You step aside. Let me handle this. I'm trying to put this down with Wicked Lester.
I...
I'll be your fantasy female.
See, there ain't no way.